我每一次坐在主的座子跟前，是我们心灵中最享受、最满足的时候。
Every time we sit at His table, it's a time of satisfaction and enjoyment.
主所最喜欢的聚会，也就是我们在他的座子跟前来伏冰、来纪念他、来歌颂他、来赞美他的时候。
The meeting that God is most satisfied is when we sit at His feet, worship Him, and sing praises to Him.
所以这个伏冰纪念主的聚会是神和人一同奏息的聚会。
So the breaking of bread meeting is the time when God and men sit at the banqueting table.
也是天和地相连的一个聚会。
It's also a time when heaven meets the earth.
我们正盼望与和弟兄姊妹更加宝贝这不比聚会，也更多的赞美，更多的弟兄姊妹的赞美献到主的跟前。
So we hope that every one of us will really appreciate and really partake in this breaking of bread and more praises to Him.
我们儿童主日学的老师们和孩子们可以去参加主日学。
And all the Sunday school teacher and children can go to their classes.
我们其他弟兄姊妹，我们一同再来唱一节诗歌。
And we'll sing one more verse.
537。
537。
向前，直往西安。
We're marching to Zion.
这首诗歌跟我们刚才伏冰聚会唱的这个那首有很相近的诗歌。
And this is a song we sang during a breaking of bread. It's very similar to the song we're going to sing now.
从第一节到第四节的歌词可以说是完全一样。
And from verse 1 to verse 4, the lyrics are about the same.
但是调子就不一样。
But the melody is different.
并且副歌也不一样。
And the chorus is different too.
刚才伏冰聚会唱的副歌是落这白白恩典。
And before we sang Rejoice, the grace is free.
而537这一首呢，是讲到向前直往西安。
But yet this song is that we are marching to Zion.
美丽又美丽的西安。
Beautiful, beautiful Zion.
好，我们轻轻献给我们弹一号。
We'll sing it one more time.
I adore you.
Father, we just want to thank you. 我们蒙到何等大的恩典。What amazing grace we have received from you.
你把我们从世界中呼召出来。
You call us out from the world.
把我们的脚步引到这条锡安大道上面。
You led us on this way of Zion.
我们眼睛今天所看见的是荣耀的主耶稣。
The eyes we see now is the glorious Jesus.
在锡安山住着为王的大君王主耶稣。
The great King Jesus who's sitting on the throne.
你已经为我们胜过了众仇敌。
You have helped us to overcome all enemies.
你已经为我们成全了神的旨意。
For us, you have accomplished the will of God.
你已经把那个完美的救恩披戴在我们身上。
You've clothed us with the perfect salvation.
今天我们走在这条蒙福的路上。
We are on this way of blessed.
心中满了欢喜。
A heart full of joy.
满了感戴。
And full of adoration.
满了敬拜。
And full of praise.
我们在这里把敬拜荣耀都归给你。
We want to give you all praise and worship.
愿你在祝福今天早晨的聚集。
May you bless this morning's meeting.
用你自己的荣光照亮我们的心房。
May your light of glory shine in our
hearts. 用你的手来扶持我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
May your hands there to support all of us.
让我们个个都能够奔走在这条锡安大道的上头。
That we can be all marching to Zion.
奉主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们今天先读以弗所书第一章第三节。
First, we're going to read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
我们请小飞和所以弟兄姊妹一同先英文来读一遍。
Read in English first. Praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。我们一起来读中文。
In Chinese.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。我们要特别注意，这里讲到神他在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
But pay attention that Lord Jesus blesses in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing.
今天早晨我们要和弟兄姊妹讲到天上各样属灵的福气。
This morning's topic is every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms.
我们在这诗篇第八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 84. Psalm chapter 84.
我们先读一段啊，从第一节到第四节，中文先读，然后英文读。
We read from verse 1 to 4, start with Chinese first.
万军之耶和华啊，你的居所何等可爱，我炫目可想耶和华的愿欲，我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的主，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着爆竹之窝，如此住在你殿中的，便为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
Reading English. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord God Almighty.My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near the altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
第二段从第五节到第八节。我们要用英文先来读。
The second section is from verse 5 to verse 8. We start in English first. Blessed are those who strangers in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs, the autumn rain also covered with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob.
现在中文都第五句到第八句。
In Chinese.
靠你有力量，心中向往，向大道，这人便为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。他们行走，地上加利，个人到西安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听。下面第九节到十二节还是英文先读。
Verse 9 to 12 in English. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good things does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
中文来自第九节到第十二节。神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面，在你的院宇住一日，甚是在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里，因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华呀，依靠你的人变为有福。这段圣经里面第十一节我们再来读一遍。
Let's read verse 11 again.
因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他会常留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。刚才以弗所书告诉我们，神在基督里面赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, we have read that God has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
这是一节非常宝贵、非常重要的圣经。
It's a very precious and important verse.
所以我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有常常去思想神赐给我们什么样的产业？
Have you ever thought about what kind of inheritance the Lord God has given us?
我们基督徒到底在神面前呢？我们梦到怎样的祝福，得到怎样的福气？
What kind of blessings do we receive from the Lord?
他告诉我们，神在基督里面赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
It tells us here, has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
是各样天上的属灵的福气。
All kinds of spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms.
那么第一呢，给我们看见，这个是属天的福气。
So here we know it is a heavenly blessing.
那就不是地上的福气。
It's not an earthly blessing.
不是地上的什么房子多好啊，汽车多好啊。你有这个有那个，这是地上的东西。
It's not the house or the or cars or anything that's earthly.
神也许不赐给我们地上太丰富。
Maybe the Lord will not bless us too many earthly wealth.
但神赐给我们天上的丰富。
But He has given us abundance in the heavenly realms.
并且是属灵的福气。
And also a spiritual blessing.
不是物质的东西。
It's not material things.
不是要毁坏的，毁过去的。会越来越烂烂糟糟的。
Not the perishable things.
那是属灵的福气。
But a spiritual blessing.
虽然我们眼睛看不见。
Although our eyes cannot behold it.
我们手摸不着。
Our hands cannot touch it.
但是我们心灵中摸着的时候啊，那真是奇妙，真是甘甜，真是荣美。
But when our heart touch upon it, it is so wonderful, it is so beautiful.
我上个主日这里已经讲过了天上各样属灵的福气好几种。
And last Sunday, I have talked about many spiritual blessings in Christ.
今天呢，我要从诗篇八十四篇来讲到这些天上的属灵的福气。
And today, I'm going to speak to you about the heavenly spiritual blessings in Psalm chapter 84.
诗篇八十四篇呢，是我最喜欢读的一篇诗。
And this is my favorite psalm.
它给我们看见天上各样属灵福气的三种福气。
And there are three kinds of spiritual blessings in this chapter.
头一种福气呢，是住在神殿中的福气。
First thing is the blessing that when we dwell in His house.
这里作诗人说：“万军之耶和华呀，你的居所何等可爱！”
Here is the how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, O God Almighty.
他说：“我羡慕，我可想那耶和华住的院子。”
He said, "My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord."
他说：“耶和华呀，将。”在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找到房屋，燕子为自己找到报雏之屋。
He said, even the sparrow has found a home, and a swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young.
如此住在你殿中的，便为有福。
He said, blessed are those who dwell in your house; they are ever praising you.
啊，所以这里有种福气啊，就住在神殿中的人。
So there's this kind of blessings are those who dwell in his house.
啊，所以我们看见在这里作诗的人呐，他的心中非常渴慕，非常向往一件事情。
So we see the psalmist long and yearn for one thing.
他说：“我心里渴慕、羡慕，我的心肠、我的肉体啊，都向神呼吁。”我要住在神的殿中啊。
The psalmist saying, my soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living God in order to dwell in your house.
我们知道许多爱主人啊，都是羡慕这一个福分。
And we know that many people who love the Lord, they long for this blessing.
都羡慕住在神的殿中。
They long to dwell in the house of the Lord.
啊，我们看大卫就是其中的一个。
And David is one of them.
啊，我们知道大卫有一个心愿。
And David had a desire.
他说我在神面前寻求。
I long before the Lord.
我曾经寻求。
I seek in the Lord.
我现在还正在寻求。
I'm still seeking.
请求什么
？What is he seeking?
我一生一世住在你的殿中，来瞻仰你的荣美。
That all my life I may behold your glory in your temple.
所以一个人啊，如果住在神的殿中。那个天天呢，可以瞻仰神的荣美啊，这个人是有福的。
So it is such a blessing for someone who can dwell in his house daily and behold and gaze upon his beauty.
我们说什么样叫做住在神的殿中呢
？So what does it mean by dwelling in his house?
住在神殿中，就是和神住在一起，就是和神生活在一起。
So dwelling in the temple of God is to live in God's house where we are dwelling together and living together with Him.
因为你和一个人住在一起啊，就是和一个人生活在一起。
So when you dwell together with a person, you are living with that person.
啊，我们很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历。
And many of us have this experience.
像有一个姊妹啊，当她在做日常生活里面种种琐事的时候。
So like a sister, as she was doing all kinds of work in the house.
她早晨一起来。
The first thing she would do in the morning, and she would praise God,
感谢神
and thank the Lord,
你叫醒了我
and that you have woken me up,
又带领我进到这一天新的开始
and enter a new day.
到她吃饭的时候
while she's having a breakfast,
感谢主
she thanks the Lord,
赐给我每一天的粮食
give me daily bread,
你不但赐给我我日生的饮食
not only you give me food that satisfy my flesh,
你也赐给我天上心灵的供应
and also provide me food for my soul
到她在穿上衣服的时候
when she is dressing putting her clothes
主啊你就是我的金衣我的衣袍
you are my robe of righteousness my golden coat
今天我穿上你我就可以进到神面前去和神有交通
as I put on you as my clothing I can enter and before God
所以啊，我们在日常生活里边呢，我们点点滴滴啊， 都和神连在一起。
So we can be united with God in every little things in our daily life.
这样就是和神生活在一起啊，就是住在神的殿中。
So when we live with Him, we are dwelling in His place.
那个写那首诗歌就是我时刻需要你的那个作者。
And the person who wrote the song I Need Thee Every Hour.
那个姊妹啊，她就是天天做一些平常的事情。
And that sister is the one who will do very daily things, daily chores at house.
每一个家庭主妇经常做的事情。
All the things that a housewife would do.
去养孩子啊。
To take care of the children.
去买菜呀。
To buy groceries.
去煮饭啊。
To cook.
或者是清洁啊。
Or to clean the house.
那么她每一天每天怎么做这些事情的时候。
Or she is all doing all the chores in the house.
她就在思想。
And she's thinking.
她说我天天做这些事情到底有什么意义呢？
What is the meaning of doing all these chores day by day?
如果主与我同在一起和一同做的话。
If the Lord is with me and do it together with me.
我做这些大大小小的琐事情呢都有益处。
And all these chores is meaningful to me.
如果主不在其中的话呢，我做这些变成没有多大意义，不会叫我心里满足快乐。
So if the Lord is not with me, all these chores will not give me satisfaction.
所以当他有这么一个想法，有这么一个意念的时候
，So when she had this kind of a thought,
他就一些话在他心里面涌出来。
Then the word of God would just flow within her.
他说啊，我每时刻我都需要你。
He said, I need thee every hour.
我做任何一件事情，主啊，我都需要你。
No matter what I do, I need you.
不要让我在日常生活当中平凡的虚度过去。
Don't let me live in poverty spiritually in my daily living.
在我在生活当中，你与我同在一起。
Be with me in everything I do.
所以当时他有这个意念呢，他就拿了一张纸啊，把他心中的意念写下了。
So when she had those thoughts, she just wrote down all the thoughts that it is.
我时刻需要你。
I need thee every hour.
可爱的恩主。
Dear Lord.
无人柔声似你，没人柔温柔的声音。
Nobody has a gentle voice like thee.
能够使这样的安慰，能够使安抚给
他。That can comfort me.
我需要你，主，我需要你。
I need thee every hour. I need thee.
每时刻我都需要。
Every hour I need thee.
这就成了今天我们所唱的诗歌。
So this becomes the song we sing all the time. We all love this so much.
我时刻需要你，可爱主，无人若生是你，能使安抚。我需要你，需要你，无时不需要你。奇迹就如此能力，我来救你。这样的生活啊，就叫做住在神殿中的生活。
This kind of living is a dwelling in the temple of the Lord.
所以做基督徒最重要的一件事就是这个。
This is the most important thing of being a Christian.
我们做基督徒并不是到教会来聚聚会。或者是读读圣经祷告祷告就算是做基督徒。
It's not just come to church on Sunday, read some Bible, pray a little bit.
当然做一个基督徒呢就需要祷告需要读圣经需要聚会。
Of course, being a Christian, you need to come to meeting, read the Bible and pray.
但是光是聚会光是读圣经光是祷告还是表面。
But these are just all very outward.
因为你不一定真正握着主这个享受到。
Because you really might not have a touch with The Lord and enjoy.
你必须要住在主里面。
You must dwell in Him.
也就住在神的殿中。
You dwell in His temple.
那就是说，这位主啊，不是在我们头脑里边心思意念、我们的想象的里面。
So it's not just in our imagination or just in our head.
这位主要进到我们的生命中，要进到我们的生活的里面。
The Lord has to be enter our life, enter our daily living.
与我们生活在一起。
He's going to be there with our every day.
这就是让我们和主耶稣啊，就紧密的生活在一起，过亲密的生活。
So that we have a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
那么住在神殿中有什么样的福气呢
？So what kind of blessing we receive when we dwell in His house?
这就是这些的正常情况。
This psalm is very beautiful.
他说啊，那真是太丰富了，住在神殿中太丰富了。
It is so abundant, so rich.
住在神殿中一日啊，比世上住千日都更好。
The better a day in the courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
啊，那个住在圣殿当中的丰富啊，是今天没办法说完的。
We cannot spend just today to explain to you how wonderful it is to dwell in this house.
我们这里只提起一样。
It's one thing that we'd like to mention.
在圣殿中啊，一个祭坛。
And there is an altar in the temple.
那么祭坛那里呢？他说啊，在你祭坛那里啊，麻雀为自己找着房屋。
It says, a place near altar where the sparrow has found a home.
燕子呢，为自己找着抱雏之窝。
And even the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young.
这个圣经啊，你要好好去思想。
If you really meditate on the word of God,
你不是那么读过去就算了。
Not just read it through.
你要好好的想。
You have to meditate.
你想想祭坛那里。
Look at it. Just at the altar. 整天都是烧
着火的。
There is fire all day long.
那样的熊熊烈火在那烧着。
And the hot fire on the altar continues.
麻雀和燕子啊，都是能够在祭坛这里啊，哎，找到房屋了，能够在那抱出圣诞。
And the swallow kind of a nest, they have eggs and then have their young.
你想想，哪有可能这样的事情
？How would it be possible that way？
你想，你眼里没看见个麻雀到那个烧着火炉里面去做窝的
？Brother Ming, have you ever seen a swallow build a nest near the fire？
你要这个要燕子要圣诞的话，你会不会到一个到火炉旁边去圣诞呢
？If they want to lay the eggs, would they do it next to the fire？
所以这个你到字面来读的话呢？你想不通的，这不可能的。
It is incomprehensible if you just read it superficially.
是圣经都有它属灵的含义在里头。
Because the Bible had a spiritual meaning in it.
所以这个属灵的意思是什么呢
？What is the spiritual meaning behind it？
祭坛呢，就代表主耶稣，就是十字架。
Because the altar represents Jesus and the cross.
我们的主耶稣基督降世来到地上。
Our Jesus came to earth.
他所表现出最大的爱。
The greatest love that he's
displayed. 就是在十字架上为我们舍掉他的命。
Is to sacrifice his life on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架那里为我们被杀，为我们流血。
Because on the cross he was killed and he bled his blood for us.
替我们在神面前赎罪。
He paid for the ransom.
他流出的宝血来洁净我们的玷污。
Of the blood he shed, cleanse our sins.
他流出的宝血能够洗净我们的罪，让我们心里得到平安。
And when he cleansed our sins, we will have peace.
所以呀，在祭坛那里呀，就讲到我们来到主的十字架这里，我们能够享受到神的大爱，享受到神给我们的平安。
Is that the altar is when we come before the Lord at the cross, we can enjoy the peace and the love of God.
所以祭坛上那个熊熊烈火啊，就是象征着主耶稣基督在十字架上那个舍命流血的大爱呀、啊。
So the hot fire on the altar represents the great love our Lord Jesus who sacrificed his life and blood for us.
为一人死是少有的。
The Bible said, very rarely would anyone die for a righteous man.
为人人死或者有赶着的。
Though for a good man, someone might possibly die.
为有基督在我们含着罪人的时候，他就为我们死了。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this.
他神的爱啊，就在此向我们显明了。
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
所以我们这帮人呢、啊，就像什么？
So what are we like?
我们这般就像麻雀，
就
像燕子。
We are just like sparrows. We are like swallows.
麻雀是很孤单的。
Sparrows are very lonesome birds.
麻雀啊，都是觉得很渺小。
You know the sparrows are very insignificant.
不值钱的。
It doesn't work much.
主耶稣也说，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗
？Then Jesus said, two sparrows will sell for just a little money.
所以讲的比喻，麻雀这个东西就太渺小，算不得什么。
Because sparrow is very insignificant.
假如是一只凤凰啊，或者是其他那个珍贵的孔雀啊，那个其他的动物的话呢，我们觉得很宝贵它。
But other more expensive or more beautiful birds, you will treasure it more.
你跟那个电线杆上停着的麻雀啊。这有什么稀奇啊
？So the sparrows that stay on the wires, there's nothing great about them.
啊，它真是太渺小了，一点点东西。
It's just so small and insignificant.
谁也看不起它的。
Nobody would pay much attention.
就是我们这帮人，就是觉得自己很渺小。
And we are like this. We are very insignificant. Oftentimes I thought about myself. There's so many billions of people. And I'm so insignificant. How much do I worth? Anybody will pay attention to me? Anybody will, you know, care about me?
像孤单像麻雀一样.
So many times I said I'm so lonesome like a sparrow.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样像麻雀一样的感觉？
I don't know whether you have that kind of feeling like a sparrow.
你这个人啊，在这世上真的很孤单。
You're on earth, you are so lonely.
很渺小。
So insignificant.
好像没有人注意你。
Nobody will pay attention.
可能那些大明星啊，大家都注意他。
And movie stars, people will pay attention to them. The political figures, they will pay attention to them. The rich businessmen, they pay attention to them.
像我这个又无钱又无势又无美貌和其他的特长的。
But for me, I had nothing, no talents, no money.
谁会关心我了？
Who would ever pay attention to me?
尤其我这个人脾气不好。
And I have bad temper.
想象许多许多的坏的行为。
Many things that is not good that they've done. Even at home, I'm not, nobody pay attention. In the school, nobody pay attention to me. Nobody pay attention to me in the society.
我真是很孤单啊。
I'm very lonesome.
我有心事。
I have something in my heart.
向谁讲啊？
Who can I pour it out of?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的像麻雀一样孤单的感觉？
Do you have this kind of loneliness like the sparrow?
就是我碰见世上的人啊。 是千千万万。
I encounter so many people in this world.
他真正关心我的， 我找不到一个。
But we cannot find even one person who will pay attention to us.
我的功课好不好？
Whether I have good grades.
我的学业合格不及格不及格。
Whether I pass my subject.
除了父母看了我的红字， 把我骂一顿之外。
When I fail, they look at the grade and yell at me.
谁关心我？
Who would ever pay attention to me? Who would help me?
所以那么多的人群之中,
in all the multitude of crowds,
找不到一个可以谈谈我心事的人,
there's no one that I can pour out my heart to.
我的心事去向谁说啊?
Who can I share with what is burdening me?
我里面也有满腹的牢骚, 满腹的愁苦,
I have so much sorrows in my heart.
但是找谁讲啊?
Who we can talk to.
哎呀, 我这个人实在太孤单了。
I'm so lonesome in this world.
所以你没有安息。
You have no rest.
你感觉到不满足。
You don't feel satisfied.
怎么办?
So what are we going to do?
先倾听神的话。
Let's look at the word of God.
在祭坛这里啊, 麻雀为自己找到房屋。
In the altar, the swallow and found a nest for herself where she may have her young.
你这个感觉到孤单的人,
you go alone.
你这个感觉到好像是没有人重视，没有人看得起你的人,
you who felt that nobody really paid attention to you and then nothing before him.
你在世界上找不到安息,
you have no rest in this world.
你一直觉得自己太孤单太可怜了,
you felt that you're so pitiful and so lonesome.
现在神的话告诉你, 在祭坛这里, 你这个麻雀, 可以找到房屋。
And the Lord tells us that a place near the altar you can find a nest for yourself.
来到主耶稣基督的十字架跟前,
when you come before the cross of the Lord Jesus,
在主耶稣的十字架的大爱的里面,
in his great love,
你能够得到安息,
you will find rest.
有一个姊妹,
there's a sister.
那个时候还没信主。
And at that time, she's not a believer yet.
她身上长了一身的麻风。
And she had leprosy on her.
你知道这个麻风一长啊, 人人都躲着她远远。
Once you have leprosy, everybody will just depart from you.
我说错了, 她不是麻风, 是虚弱。
Oh, it's not leprosy, but some kind of blood disease.
她那个女人患的虚弱了。
And so this woman had a blood disease on her.
她说啊, 我住在那个巴士上啊。
When I sit on the bus,
这个两边的人呢，都离开我远远。
And people next to me, they will just leave me, stay away from me.
因为一个女人患了虚弱病, 这个虚弱有个臭味。
Because when a person has a blood disease,
所以靠近他住的人呢, 都闻到那个味道，真是很难闻, 就躲得远远。
And the bad odor just kind of push people away from her.
她看了许多的医生,
and she visited many physicians,
也没医好她。
And can never heal her.
所以花了很多的钱,
so she spent all her money.
所以她丈夫说啊,
And husband said,
他说你这个病啊，我已经花了很多很多钱。
I have spent so much money on your disease.
我现在觉得负担太重了。
Now I think my burden is too heavy for me.
啊，我已经不能够担任这个太重的医药费了。
And I cannot take this medical cost upon my shoulders.
所以以后我就不管你，你走吧。
So I cannot take care of you anymore.
她丈夫把她丢弃了。
So the husband forsook her.
那么她就回到娘家去。
So she went back to her home.
娘家住了几天之后。
After a few more days.
她的哥哥姐姐又发出怨言了。
The brothers and sisters was complaining.
尤其那嫂子啊，这些姑姑啊，这些人。
Especially the sister-in-law and all this.
她嫁出去的女儿啊，就像泼出去的水啊。
It said a daughter had been married is like water poured out of the door. You already married. Why did you come back and depend on your own family?
父母也说了，哎呀，我们也真是，你丈夫负担不起你的医药费，我们也负担不起你的医药费。
And the parents said that your husband cannot take care of your medical bills, neither can we.
所以只好你没办法，对不起，你只好走吧。
So I'm very sorry, you have to leave.
丈夫不要他
so the husband forsook her,
兄弟不要他
and the brothers and sisters
父母也不要他
and even the parents
所以他这事情真是孤孤单单啊
so she felt so lonesome in this world
我这个哪去到哪里去安身才好啊
where I'm like a sparrow where can I find a home
世界上没有他安身的地方
there's no resting place
这是没有一个人能够提起我没一个人能够关心我
nobody understand me nobody care about me
到一天他正在一个医院里边要看医生的时候
and one day she was in a hospital with a visit to the doctor
她看见有一堆人就围绕在那里
and she saw a group of people surrounded a person
所以她说他们这些人在干什么呀
what are they doing there
她就走进去啊去看看去听听
so she went there and wanted to listen
那正好是我们一个弟兄在那传讲福音
it is one of our brothers who's spreading the gospel
我认识这个弟兄
I knew of this
brother 到医院里去传福音
He go to the hospital
to spread
the gospel. So many patients surround him to listen to the gospel. Talking about the great love of Jesus. The love of God displays when Jesus died on the cross.
我们找不到真正的爱。
There is no true love we can find in this world. 但
是在神这里，我们看见神的大爱在十字架这里向他显明出来。
But yet the great love of God display or demonstrate on Christ.
所以你在地上得不到爱呀，到主耶稣这里来。
So if you cannot find any real love in this world, you come to the Lord Jesus.
那么这个患血漏的女人呢，她那天听见了。
So this woman of the blood disease, she heard it.
哦，是还有这样的爱呀。
Oh, I didn't know there's such love on earth.
在地上我真是找不到一个真正爱我的人。
I can never find a person who really loves me on earth.
丈夫不爱我。
My husband will not love me. My parents did not love me.
大家都把我丢弃了。
Everybody just forsook me.
所以我今天在世界上就是觉得我最缺少的、最找不到的就是这个爱。
And the thing I lack most is that true love.
今天听见神在十字架上是显明出的大爱。
So she heard about the love of God that demonstrated on the cross.
叫所有犯罪的人，叫所有软弱的人，叫所有痛苦的人，都可以来投靠在主耶稣的怀抱当中。
So all who sin, who have heavy burden, they can come to Christ's bosom.
这真是今天我想要而找不到。
This is what I've been looking for and I couldn't find it.
这个动词啊，就是主啊，我爱，我要你的爱。
So at that time she cried to God, said, I need your love.
我走投无路
I have no way to go
我来投靠
I'm going to come and rely
这个姊妹那一天就信主也得救了
So that day she was converted
她在世界上找不到安息
She had found no rest
找不到安身之处
No resting place
她这个麻雀啊在祭坛这里在十字架这里就尝到了主的爱
So the sparrow found a love near the altar
她找到了安息了
She found resting place
她找到安身之处了
A place that she can dwell.
她就成了一个到处为主做见证的姊妹。
She spread the gospel all over the place.
还有呢，她厌食为自己找着报仇之物。
And also it said the swallow also found a nest for herself where she may have her young.
厌食就是飘流来飘流去。
Swallow are the birds that were wandering here, wandering there.
我们知道厌食啊， 在冬天的时候就向南飞。
We know that swallow will travel south during winter time.
到夏天的时候就向北飞。
And they will travel north.
就来去漂流无定的。
And because the swallow wander here and there.
像我们许多人呐。
Just like us.
我觉得我这个中国人呢，就像一个燕子。
And I felt me as a Chinese, I'm just like a swallow.
哎，有一天，在大陆发生了战争了。
And there's war in China, so we wander to Taiwan.
那么有一天又漂流到加拿大。
And one day I wander to Canada.
有一天又漂流到美国。
And then go to America.
我们的一生呢就漂流来漂流去。
So all through our life we're wandering here and there.
可能有人漂流到南洋。
And some people will go to Asia.
漂流到新加坡。
Or Singapore.
漂流到澳洲。
Or Australia.
有时候你可能漂流到其他的地方去。
Or other places.
我们人呢、啊、在世界上呢、啊、是漂流来漂流去呀、啊，没有真正栖身之所。
So we as men just wandering all through our life, but there's no resting place for us.
我这个燕子啊，漂流来漂流去，到哪里去找到报酬之窝呢
？So where, as a swallow, can I find a nest where I can have my young?
在祭坛这里。
Near the altar.
就在十字架这里。
It means on the cross.
你找到了报酬之窝了。
You will find a nest where you may have your young.
就来到你十字架这里呀、啊，你能够得到生命。
Because when you come to the cross, you will receive life.
并且你还能够传递生命。
Because you can continue your life.
啊，主耶稣在十字架这里真好啊。
It's so wonderful to be at the cross.
在祭坛这里呀、啊，你能够找到报酬之窝啊。
Near the cross, you can find a nest for your young.
至于来到主耶稣的十字架这里，你不但享受生命。并让这个生命呢，从你身上就传递，并且繁生出去。
So only when you come to the cross, not only you receive life, you can also get more life.
所以今天我们在座的弟兄姊妹
，So the brothers and sisters here.
无论你是年长的
，No matter whether you are older,
或者你是年轻年幼的
，Or you are younger,
你是不觉得孤单
？Do you feel lonesome?
你是不觉得你一生当中漂流没有安息？
Do you feel you can no find no rest? You're wandering here and there.
要来到祭坛这里。
You have to go to the altar.
要来到主耶稣基督的十字架的大爱这里。
You have to come before the great love.
让主耶稣十字架的爱浇灌在你的心中。
That God's great love will pour upon you.
当你投身在祭坛十字架的底下。
When you stay under the cross.
你尝到主的爱的时候。
When you taste the love of Christ.
你的心灵才真正的安息。
Then your soul will truly rest.
你的人生在真正的满足。
Then you truly feel content.
这个叫做住在神殿中的人便为有福。
This is what it is. It's blessed are those who dwell in your house.
我们来看第二个福气。
The second blessing.
是行走向大道的人有福了。
Blessed are those who take the way of the pilgrimage towards Zion.
他这里圣经说，靠你有力量，心中向往向大道的人。这人变为有福。
Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage.
这世界上有好多条的道路。
In this world, there are many, many ways.
有的道路是通往埃及的。
There are ways that toward Egypt.
是走向埃及的路。
Is the way to Egypt.
埃及代表那个生活的世界。
Egypt represents our livelihood.
今天人人呢都走在。走向埃及的路。
Everyone is on the way toward Egypt.
为着生活。
Because they want to live.
为什么很多人不能好好的信主，不能好好的聚会，不能好好的服侍呢
？How come many people will not come to believe and really serve God?
我们要为着自己生活而谋生呐、啊。
Oh, because we have to live for our livelihood.
我在温哥华的时候。
When I was in Vancouver.
因为温哥华那个地方啊，大陆来的移民特别多。
And there are many immigrants from China.
那么一移民到加拿大来温哥华来呢，他们住下就是第一件事呢，先找帮助。
The first thing when they arrive Canada is to seek help.
所以那个时候到教会来啊，来聚会的人很多。我们一传福音，好多人都来聚，好多人都来聚。
So when we have gospel meeting, a lot of people will come to church.
我们长岛啊，找一些福音朋友还不大容易。
And we in Long Island very hard to find gospel friends.
在温哥华那边福音朋友像鱼一样，都一直游来游来游来。
And but Vancouver is different. It has so many immigrants there.
但等到他们有了工作了之后
，Once they found a job,
这些来游来的鱼啊，一个一个又游走了，又不见。
And all these fish that come to the church, they just departed.
哎，你以前不是常来聚会的吗
Did you always come to church before?
最近怎么没有来了？
How come you haven't been here?
哎呀，我们要为生活而谋生嘛。
Oh, we have to live for our livelihood.
哎呀，打工就没办法嘛。
We have to work, there's nothing we can do.
所以这叫做投向埃及的路。
This is the way toward Egypt.
天天为着生活而忙碌。
Every day we're so busy.
亚伯拉罕就曾经做过这样的事情。
Abraham had been on the way to Egypt.
有一次他遭遇的饥荒了。
One day, one time he encountered famine. And because of livelihood, he went down to Egypt. And Isaac did the same thing. Because of the livelihood, he went down to Egypt. So this is the way toward Egypt. Then you'll be bounded by this. You cannot come before the Lord.
有一条路呢是通向耶利哥的。
There's another way. This is toward Jericho.
耶利哥是一个被咒诅的世界。
Jericho is a city that is cursed.
因为耶利哥那个地方啊，罪恶滔天。
Because it's full of wickedness.
人人都在那里啊，真是犯了许多被神咒诅的罪。
They did many sins that is cursed by God.
啊，所以呢，今天很多人啊，就走在罪恶的道路上。
Many people is on their way of wickedness.
圣经里不是记载有一个人？离开耶路撒冷向耶利哥去。
Didn't the Bible record a man left Jerusalem on the way to Jericho?
结果怎么样？
And what happened to him?
落在强盗的手中。
He was in the hand of the robbers.
被强盗打得半死。
He was beaten half dead.
哎呀，这个人真是可怜啊。
So pitiful.
我们走到这个圣前，我们也替这个人可怜。
We felt so pity for them.
其实这个人就是我们的。
And this person is us.
我们许多时候也是走向耶利哥的。
Many times our way is toward Jericho.
离开了耶路撒冷。
We departed from Jerusalem.
离开了荣耀的神。
We left the glory of God's glory.
离开了敬拜神。
A place to worship Him.
我们就向着耶利哥去。
And we take on the road that is toward Jericho.
去追求这个罪恶的世界的一种享受。
So to seek the pleasure of sin.
但是耶利哥啊，这许多罪中之路啊，都会招来神的咒诅的。
But all the pleasure of sin will bring on curses upon them.
结果呢？就落在强盗，就是落在撒旦的手中啊，就被打个半死。
Therefore, they are in the hand of the robbers, which is really Satan, beaten half dead.
所以有很多的基督徒啊，就被打个半死。
Many Christians have been beaten half dead.
你说他是活着的吧？这么气奄奄一息的样子。
But yeah, he's alive, but he's ready to die.
你说他死掉了吗？他还好像还是一口气。
But when you say, is he dead? No, he still has a breath.
你看我们今天很多有好些基督徒不是这个样子。
Many Christians are like that.
你说他是基督徒吧？哎，这么又像世上，世上不就好像不主人、不信主的人样子差不多。
You said they are Christian, but yet they act like non-Christian.
你说他不信主吧？有的时候还会来聚聚会。
But yet you say that he's not Christian, but sometimes he'll come to church.
落在强盗的手里，要被打了个半死。
So they've been in the hands of the robbers being beaten half dead.
因为他的脚步走在向耶利哥去的路上。
Because their feet is on the way toward Jericho.
还有一条路呢，叫通往以马忤斯的路。
The other way is the way toward Emmaus.
那是人生遭遇到很多的挫折，走在灰心失望的路上。
So when they are on the way of facing a lot of frustration or setbacks.
圣经里面记载有两个门徒。
The Bible records there are two disciples.
在主耶稣被钉十字架之后。
After Jesus was nailed on the cross.
哎呀，他们都是灰心丧志。
They are so frustrated.
他们说我们本来呢，我们来投靠耶稣啊。然后耶稣那个做我们的王，那个帮助我们的。
Before we really have the great hope that Jesus will be our king, so that we can depend on him.
我们盼望耶稣是我们的弥赛亚，能够拯救我们，帮助我们，使我们可以有依有靠。
We hope that you know, believing in him as the Messiah, we can live.
但是前几天，我们说信耶稣被钉十字架了。
A few days ago, Jesus that we believe was nailed on the cross.
那我们怎么办？
What are we going to do?
我还以为信了耶稣之后，这个有依有靠。
We found that after we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have everything.
我信了耶稣之后嘛，大概我的生意就会很兴隆。
And maybe after I believe, my business will really, really take off.
我的前途会很平坦。
And my future will be very smooth.
我的身体会很健壮。
And my health will be very strong.
我的家庭会很充满。各方面都很顺利如意。
My family will be wonderful.
哪里知道，我信了耶稣，信了那几个月，信了几年，怎么越走越好像越倒霉的样子。
Yet, but I've been Christian for so many years, But how come it seems like the future is getting worse and worse?
所以有些弟兄姊妹就说，我真是灰心到底了。
And some would say, I'm so frustrated.
我都不想要信主耶稣了。
I don't want to believe anymore.
所以这样就在灰心失望的路上，就像以马忤失去了。
So when you feel frustrated and hopeless, you're on the way toward Emmaus.
所以很多人说，我也不要这个信仰了，我还是回到世界去。
I don't want this belief anymore. I want to go back to the world.
是对于因为遭遇到我们人生遭遇到挫折，遭遇到打击，遭遇到试炼。
So when we face trials, we have setbacks, frustration,
delight. 失去了信心，失去了盼望。
We lost our hope and our faith.
而落在灰心那个丧志的情形之中。
We become so downtrodden.
就走向一往不前去。
So this is the way toward Emmaus.
那也是很不大好的啊。
And this is very lonesome road.
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
通往锡安的路。
It's the way toward Zion.
叫做锡安大道。
It's called the road of the pilgrimage.
其他讲的路啊，都是小路。
All these way, the other ways we talk about
are
small ways.
也可以说不是正路
啊。Not the right way.
只有通往锡安的。
Only the way that leads to Zion.
通往锡安山的。
Mount Zion.
那条路叫做锡安大道。
And that is the way of
the pilgrimage. 什么叫做锡安大道呢？
What is the way of
Zion? 锡安山代表主耶稣要作王的地方。
Zion represents when Jesus will be enthroned.
锡安是神彰显他荣耀的地方。
Zion is the place where God will demonstrate His power.
所以当你面向锡安而往前奔走的时候。
So when you face Zion and march on this road.
那就是这个人他的目标是向着荣耀的神而去的。
Meaning that person has a goal is toward the glorious God.
他看见我们的主耶稣基督他在天上作王。
He can envision what Jesus is sitting on the throne.
我们的神在宇宙中间掌权。
He can see that God reigns in
the universe. 他是我们荣耀的盼望。
He's our glorious hope.
所以当我承认耶稣基督是王的时候。
So when I confess that Jesus is king.
我来投奔他。
I will go and seek after him, rely on him.
我在任何环境之中
in all circumstances,
我在任何难处之中
even in difficulty situations,
我都认定耶稣基督是王。
I have firmly believed that he is
the
king.
他在那掌管一切的环境
he reigns over all circumstances.
他来统治我们的人生
he will rule our
lives. 他来带领我们前面的道路
he will lead our way.
我这一生就认定他了。
I have firm belief in him.
基督是我的君王。
He is my king.
他是我的主宰。
He is my lord.
他是管理我人生的。
He rule over my life.
他是掌握我的生命，我的命运的。
He rule my future.
我这一生就认定他是我的君王。
I confess that he is my king.
我要来投靠他。
I want.
这样呢，你面向这个锡安去。
When you face what the Zion.
面向着这个荣耀而去。
Toward the glory of God.
就面向着神的国度而去。
Toward His kingdom.
因为基督作王，就把基督的国度带进来。
Because while Christ is King, He will bring His
kingdom. 所以当我们追求神的国度和神的君王的荣耀的时候
，When we seek for His kingdom and the glory of God.
那个就是走在锡安大道上面。
And we are on the way toward Zion.
有一天，主耶稣问门徒们说
，One day Jesus asked His disciples,
你们说我是谁啊？
Who do you think I am?
那么有的人就说这个那个那个。
Some people say this and that.
那彼得说呢？你是基督。
You are Christ.
永生神的儿子。
Son of the living God.
啊，那么等到有一天呢、啊，就是很多人都离弃主耶稣的时候。
So one day when many disciples departed from Jesus.
因为主耶稣讲一篇道。
Because Jesus had preached a sermon.
你们不要为那个必须坏的食物劳力。
Do not labor for the perishable.
你们要为着那个。成到永生的永不朽坏的食物劳力
labor for the food that is imperishable
所以你们要来吃我的肉喝我的血
you must eat my flesh and drink of my blood
我的肉是可吃的
my flesh is edible
我的血是可喝的
my blood is drinkable
这许多人这话是难呀、啊、谁能够听得进去
and they, this is so difficult to accept
所以门徒中间很多人渐渐就退去了
so many of the disciples are just forsake Jesus
所以啊很多人要说主耶稣的好处啊大家都会来的
if you want benefits of God everybody will come
但是当主耶稣真的要把我们带到永生的道路上去啊很多人就接受不了
but when Jesus tried to lead us on the way to eternal life many people cannot take it
原来信耶稣还那么麻烦
it is so troublesome
很多人就
渐渐就退走 so gradually they just forsake the Lord
主耶稣问彼得
So Jesus asked Peter,
彼得, 你们也要像他们一样, 离开我去吧?
Are you the leaving me just like them?
彼得说,
Jesus,
Peter said,
You have the way of eternal life.
我们怎么还能够离开你? 我们去归从谁啊?
Who should we follow?
主耶稣说, 西门彼得, 你真是有福了。
And Jesus said, Simon Peter, truly you are blessed.
啊, 我们知道路德记的, 路德的故事吧。
You know the story about Ruth.
那个路德啊, 那是旧约圣经的最美的一卷书。
A very beautiful book in the Old Testament.
路德他们一家人啊, 因为寄居在摩押地。
Because they had this family living in Moab.
摩押地就是代表这个败坏的世界，咒诅的世界。
Moab represent the cursed world.
所以他们一家人遭遇到非常大非常大的痛苦。
They encounter much suffering there.
落在死亡的哀伤的那个光景之中。
They encountered death and lots of sorrow.
他有一天他们听见了福音了。
One day they heard the gospel.
啊，听见耶和华神啊。 赐福给犹大伯利恒的那些整个百姓。
God is blessing the people in Bethlehem, the land of Judea.
神眷顾了犹大伯利恒地。
God is caring for the people in Bethlehem.
神赐粮食给他们。
God has given them food.
所以拿那个拿俄米就路德的婆婆啊，他们一家就要回到伯利恒去了。
So Naomi, the mother-in-law of Ruth, they said, "We must go back to the land of Judah."
就是因为。 住摩押地啊，住的带来灾祸了。
Because when we live in the land of Moab, we've been cursed.
这个摩押这个地方是住不得的。
We cannot stay here anymore.
我们要回到伯利恒去。
We must return to Bethlehem.
拿俄米呢就准备回到伯利恒去了。
So Naomi is getting ready to go back.
他就动身了。
So he started to pack up and
go. 那么两个媳妇呢？ 因为他们一家男的都死掉了。
Because there are two daughters-in-law had no husband.
只剩下三个寡妇。
It's only three widows.
拿俄米这个老寡妇。
And Naomi, the older widow,
一个叫做Orpa, 一个叫路德,
and one is Ruth,
年轻的寡妇,
they're very young widows.
那拿俄米要回到伯利恒去的时候,
so when Naomi ready to go back to Bethlehem,
那么两个媳妇说, 我们也跟你去好了,
and the daughter-in-law said, I'm going to follow you.
那拿俄米说, 这条路你们是不容易走,
Naomi said, this way is not easy for you.
你们呢, 还年纪轻, 还想在世界里面混一混,打一打滚啊。
And you are just so young, you can still find your way of living.
你们不走这条路也罢。
It's okay if you just don't follow me.
那个大媳妇那个欧尔巴呢就好了，还是回到世界去了。
So Oprah went back to the world.
路德就不同。
But Ruth is different.
路德跟她婆婆说。
Ruth said to his, to her mother-in-law.
你不要催我回去，不跟随你。
Do not stop me from following you.
你往哪里去, 我也跟着你往哪里去。
Where you go, I will follow.
啊, 你在哪里死, 我也跟着在哪里死。
Where you die, I will die also.
无论做什么, 我总是跟着你。
No matter what, I'm going to follow.
你的国就是我的国。
Your nation is my nation.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God is my God.
啊, 这个就是他们看见了这个锡尔大道。
Because she saw that way to Zion.
耶和华神在那里做王。
She saw that God is enthroned. He will give food.
所以路德说，我们不跟从你，我们还去跟从谁呀？
So Ruth said, if I don't follow you, who else will I follow?
啊，死也不能叫我跟不跟从你。
Death would not stop me from following you.
我这一次跟从你跟定了。
I had make up my mind to follow you.
我们最喜欢唱的是诗歌，就是最知心的朋友啊。
The song that we like the most, our best friend Jesus.
最后一句怎么唱呢？
What's the last sentence?
你们喊过一次，最后一句什么？中间你唱的最后一句什么？开头一句大家都会唱啊，最后一句，你唱最后一句。我以气势要跟随主，永不改变。路德倒是也这样的性质啊，我以气势要跟随主。
Because she has swear to
continue to
follow. No matter it is blessing or
无论是顺利或者是倒霉,
whether it's smooth or a lot of trouble,
我已经起誓要跟随主,
I have make up my mind to follow.
这叫做行着锡安大道。
This is talking about taking the way toward Zion.
但是行着锡安大道呢,
也行着先大大的试炼。
But there is trials on this way to Zion.
因为走这条先大道啊，会经过一个地方叫流泪谷。
Because you will encounter trials because you will pass through the valley of Baca.
圣经里面怎么说的？
In the Bible, what did it say?
因为靠你力量信着向外西安大道，自然变为有福。他们经过流泪谷。
It said, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage as they pass through the valley of Baca."
这个可不大好啊。
This is not so good.
我以为西安大道呢，那就是大道呢，那平平坦坦的，就好像我们的福利位一样哦。哦，这个汽车呀，连红绿灯都没有的，一直可以。
So the way to Zion is like a highway. There is no red light, just so smooth.
但是有一天呢，我走西安大道，碰见拦阻了。
But yet on this way, I have encountered difficulty.
我前几个月在温哥华。
Few months ago, I was in Vancouver.
走了早晨，我去参加聚会。
I was there Sunday morning for Sunday
worship. 我以为走在西安大道上呢，我去聚会的话呢，因为那一天是一个也是一个丧事聚会。
And also is the funeral service.
我大概在半个钟头之前呢就赶去，我想大概不要二十分钟就可以到。
And I left the house half an hour before, and I thought maybe 20 minutes would take me there.
但是在 highway 上啊，这个警察把我拦下来了。
But yet the police has stopped me.
好多的车都被拦下来了。
Many cars have been stopped.
阿牛，走，退回去，这个路不能走了。
They stop. You cannot go this way anymore. 我们也不晓得到底发生什么事。We didn't know what's going on.
所以我们就好，就左边就右边走不同，往左边一条小路上啊，就岔出去。
So we had to take a detour on the left.
那么那么多车子一步一步都走在小路上。
So all these cars just took the detour on the left.
我们想大概从这个小路上呢，转一个弯呢，就可以回到大路上。
We thought we could make a U-turn and go back to the highway.
结果呢，那个弯也转不出去。
But yet it is not passable.
那些车子啊，一步一步的，就像蚂蚁爬一样。
So it's just like the ants crawling.
这是停，就是开了一点点，又停下来了。
It just inching their way.
开了一点点，又停下来了。
It keeps stopping.
哎呀，我心里就急得不得了啊。
I was so nervous.
哎呀，结果呢，绕来绕去啊，绕到一个好大的圈子，才回到大路上。
So we took a big detour and then we go back to the highway.
这一绕本来二十分钟路程，我开了一点二十分。
At first it's only a 20 minutes trip. It ends up 1 hour and 20 minutes.
我赶到聚会已经只剩下那个聚会的下半段。
So when I get to the service, it's already half finished.
所以我们人生的道路上就常常碰见这些难处。
So in our life, we always encounter difficulties.
我以为我信主耶稣之后啊，我是一帆风顺。
I thought that after believing the Lord Jesus,
像我这么爱主、服侍主的人
，For me who loves the Lord and serves,
我出代价
，I pay the cost.
我弟兄姊妹一同追求
，That we can seek the Lord together.
你的处处都看见主的祝福。
I'm expect to see
凡事都是很平安、很顺利。
Everything should be smooth.
哪里说？怎么还碰见这些难处、那个难处、这个难处
？How come I encounter so many difficulties here and there？
也许我不信主还好一些。
Maybe better if I don't believe。
也许我不侍奉主还好一些。
Maybe better if I don't serve Him at all。
哎呀，所以跟随主呢，走这个锡安大道，因为锡安大道的流泪的经历。
So there is experience of the valley of tears。
所以很多弟兄姊妹就害怕。
So many people are scared.
一想到行走锡安大道，还要经过流泪谷。
So everybody think about this way to Zion, but they have to go through the valley of Baca.
你看，你说是算了吧。
You say forget about it. Forget about it.
中央，你们算了吧。中央不想。你们说算了吧。
Some people just say forget about it.
不走也罢。
You got, we don't take this road, it's okay.
李楠，你还要不要走？你还要不要走？李楠很好，你看他还要走，你要吓得啊、哦！你不要只看一半呐、啊。
Don't only look at that.
虽然经过流泪谷。
Though you went through the valley of tears, what did it say after that?
神叫这谷变为什么
？The Lord would change the valley of tears into what?
说什么？叫这谷变成什么？变为泉源之地呀、啊。
It makes a place of springs.
所以你假设光看一半的话呀，你就吃亏了。
So you will not do you good if you only look at the value of.
千万不要灰心，千万不要退后啊。
Do not backslide or be frustrated.
一碰见流泪谷，你就退后了。
If you would just backslide when you encounter the valley of tears, may the Lord restrain the May. Do not be frustrated when you go through valley of
tears.
Do not backslide.
从前很多的难处
Some people encounter many difficulties. A lot of trials.
他说我放弃算了我放弃了
I'm going to forsake the whole thing.
你要知道经过流泪国的后面、啊、神要带我们到全源之地、啊、
Do you know that after the valley of tears, the Lord's going to bring up a
bring us to the place of spring, 春雨赐福
and also the autumn rains also
come to the place. 盖满了全国
The autumn rains.
好不好啊
Is it wonderful? We thank the Lord.
所以我们要知道，经过流泪谷啊，会到泉源之地的。
Because if you go through the valley of Baca, you will go to the place of spring.
你看看约瑟的经历。
Look at Joseph.
约瑟本来是父的爱，父亲的爱子。
Joseph, before he was the mother's son of Jacob.
他的几个哥哥啊，把他出卖到埃及去了。
But one day, his brother sold him to Egypt.
这个十个哥哥真是很厉害哦。
Well, the ten brothers is all.
把我这个小要塞啊，这个你看也不顾兄弟之情。
They didn't care about the brotherly love.
这个哥哥的真是太狠心了。
They are so wicked.
把我卖到埃及人手下。
And sold me to Egypt.
那我还是个小小的孩童。
I'm just a little child.
我到埃及去呢，结果走到埃及那个父位到家里做一个奴仆。
I became a slave in the officer's house.
后来好不容易在那个父位到家里服侍的好好的。又碰见一些倒霉的事情。
And I've been doing a very good job there, and then encounter another difficulty.
那个祖母就诬赖他。
Because the wife, the man,
陷害他
accused him.
就把他下在监牢里边。
So he was sent to the prison.
哎呀，我怎么这么倒霉啊
？How come I encounter so many difficulties?
越想越伤心。
So the more I think about it, become more sorrowful.
我只好在半夜里面流着眼泪啊，在神面前哭。
And I just cry in the middle of the night before God.
我们以为约瑟呢，真是倒霉了，这个你一辈子不能翻身了。
And we thought that Joseph would never go back to his former state.
那时候到了。
But when time comes,
神就右手把他高举起来。
The Lord exalted him on the right hand.
让他从监狱里面被提升出来。
From prison, he was exalted to
the
right.
他做了埃及的宰相。
Became the ruler of Egypt.
并且是掌管了天下所有的粮食。
He ruled over all the food.
到天下发生饥荒的时候。
So there's famine all through the land.
他用丰盛的粮食去供应那些饥饿贫穷的人。
He has such abundance to feed those who are poor.
这就约瑟呀，经过流泪过之后啊。到了泉源之地、啊、
This is how Joseph went through the valley of Baca to the place of spring.
并且秋雨春雨之福就倾倒在他的身上。
And the autumn rains also covered him with pools.
所以这个叫做行走锡安大道的人的福气。
So this is a blessing of those who take the way of Zion.
你我要不要行走的锡安大道
？Do you and I want to take the way of Zion？
我们都盼望能够行走在锡安大道。
How we wish that we will.
还有第三个福气。
The third blessing.
是。依靠神，经历神的恩惠和荣耀的福气。
It's a blessing of those who trust in the Lord and experience His favor and honor.
但这福气今天我没有时间讲。
But I don't have the time to dwell on it.
所以我只好停在这里。
I will stop here now.
让你们好好去思想去。
You can meditate upon.
神怎样赐下恩惠和荣耀
？How did God bestow us with favor and honor?
你会经历神是我们的日头。连神是我们的盾牌，能够依靠他来经历他的丰富的人，这人是有福的。
So you can understand, experience how as a sun and shield for those who experience it, they are truly blessed.
弟兄姊妹，大家好好去思想。
And meditate on it.
是，神会祝福你。
The Lord will bless you.
我先交通到这里。
I will stop here.
我们请肖弟兄给中原代我们祷告。
Ask two brothers to pray.